Vespers. The theme for tonight is Make Straight, Make Plain the Way. Join us next Wednesday for worship on December 18th. We now turn to Vespers on page 229, singing the Advent responses. Please rise.
King shall come and morning dawns and light.
But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the Advent Responsory on page 230.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the day by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
Hymn 354.
Emmanuel. Amen. Make straight, make plain the way, the lowly valleys raising, the heights of pride abasing, his path all even lay. Our theme tonight, make straight, make plain the way. Have you ever watched the construction people with road graders and front end loaders and bulldozers paving the way straight of the road for a highway construction, moving the gravel, getting everything in place so the road and the asphalt can be laid? The road is made straight. It's cleared of all obstacles. It's prepared for the laying of the pavement. How many of us have also seen how people decorate the streets for a parade? The parade gets ready for the dignitary. Decorations are put up, the streets are made clean, and the road is made clean and ready, going right through downtown. Here comes the parade. Well, here, the hymn writer and the scripture lessons are saying, make straight, make plain the way for the Lord to have a highway to your heart. We are called to remove all obstacles to prepare for the King, to decorate our lives with repentance and faith. What are the obstacles that get in our way? Work, hobbies, money, investments, worries, stress, anxiety, greed, anger, disgust, distrust, endless business pursuits. Whatever those things are, Advent is about making straight, make plain the Lord for a highway to your heart, so all paths will direct you to Him. How do we make straight the way for the Prince of Peace, heeding the words of Isaiah? How do we make plain the way for the Savior, heeding the words of Mary and Elizabeth? Make straight the way for the Prince of Peace. Isaiah is the great writer of the gospel in the Old Testament. Some people have called Isaiah the fifth gospel. Every aspect of the life of Jesus is found in the prophet Isaiah. Today, it foretells that the great light will appear up in Galilee, up north. 700 years ahead of time, he foretells that the ministry of the Savior would begin up there, with the cities we're familiar with, Capernaum, Nazareth, Bethsaida, all these towns along the Lake of Galilee. The people that walked in darkness, there were many Gentiles there, will see a great light, Isaiah foretold, a glorious light that will bring joy and gladness, and the battle tumult will be ended. The tumult will end and peace will come. He says this will happen through a child, who will be a son. He will have human flesh because he will have shoulders. He will be of the throne of David, of that lineage. He will have a kingdom that brings justice and righteousness. And these words are quoted by the angels on Christmas Eve, unto you a child is born. The son is given, the very words that the angels speak to the shepherds on Christmas Eve, quoting Isaiah chapter 9. Not only that, but all three persons of the Trinity are mentioned here. The name of the one who is the mighty God is the everlasting Father, the first person of the Trinity. The wonderful Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Prince of Peace, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this and bring justice and righteousness. Making straight the way for the Prince of Peace means through repentant hearts, stop all the warring, stop all the conflict, stop all the distress, and let the Prince of Peace bring peace into your life by offering himself upon the cross. He who was laid in the manger, nailed to the cross, and laid in the stone tomb, and risen from the dead, as pictured in our Advent pyramids, the cross coming out of the manger. Through him, we are at peace with God, We have peace inside ourselves, and we are at peace with others. Make that road to your heart straight, a straight way for Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And then secondly, how do we make plain the way for the Savior? The fulfillment of what was spoken of in Isaiah is referred to in Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel came up there up north to Nazareth and announced that Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would conceive, though she be a virgin, the Messiah in her womb. Elizabeth knew about this, and Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist in her womb. As soon as Mary has conceived, she goes to see her elderly cousin or relative Elizabeth, who is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist and Jesus meet inside their mother's womb, John leaps, filled with the Holy Spirit, because he knows he is in the presence of his Lord inside the womb of Mary. Two women, Elizabeth and Mary, two babies, John and Jesus, inside their mother's womb. Elizabeth says, "The mother of my Lord has come to see me." And then Mary breaks forth in the words of the Magnificat, which during Advent we are about to sing when the sermon is done, where Mary speaks to Elizabeth a psalm called the Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Later on, she will say, "He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Mary knew her Old Testament very well. She was a faithful Jewish young girl. She knew about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Judah and David and now Mary and Joseph, of the line of David and Jesus. This child in Mary's womb, this child in Elizabeth's womb, the fruit of the womb that was there, this offspring inside Mary was truly man. A man-child inside this young woman. Yet Mary knows of his deity. She calls him my Lord, God my Savior. His holy name has done great things for me. He is mighty. He in mercy helps the poor. Mary knew, I have a baby in my womb, but this baby is also the Lord. True God and true man. Making plain the way for the Savior includes during Advent when we are confessing one of the creeds, be it the Apostles or the Nicene Creed, when we say he was incarnate in the womb of Mary and was born, we are confessing what Mary and Elizabeth knew. Make plain the way for the Savior through faith that we confess in our creeds that this Jesus, incarnate, is Lord of lords and King of kings. Yet he was true man and would be crucified for our salvation. Prepare the way before him. Prepare for him the best. Cast out what would offend him, this great, this heavenly guest. This Jesus came from heaven to earth so we could go from earth to heaven. At Advent, as we prepare for the celebration of Christmas, by word and prayer every day, begin in word and prayer when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight, make plain the way during this Advent season. So the highway to your heart is not laid with gravel and asphalt, but with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God as a baptized Christian who receives Christ's body and blood, may you and I make the highway open to our heart and make straight the way for the Prince of Peace and make plain the way for the Savior. To Jesus Emmanuel be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
we rise to sing the canticle on page 231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul
rise for the Kyrie.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.